Truth is something else. I mean real truth. I ain't talking about talk truth. I'm talking about real truth. Huh? These things written that we may what? Know. And when you can know based upon the authority of the word of God, because we have studied to show ourselves approved unto God, because we've been sealed, I mean true to seal by the Holy Spirit unto redemption, that's enough to make the church say amen. I'm just telling you, brother, don't take for granted salvation. Don't take for granted being saved. Don't take for granted just being in the church. Your responsibilities. But boy, when you look around and you see what's going on in the world, and to know what we got, Lord have mercy. That's all I'm going to say. Lord have mercy. Let's go ahead and begin. I'll study to God. We're on. Huh? Go ahead. Oh. Oh, thank you. Somebody been borrowing my thing. All right. Let's go ahead and begin. All right? Begin. James chapter 1. Amen. James chapter 1. I hope each of you have been studying this week. Hope you have been submitting, resisting, drawing, so we may stay humble, so we can be exalted. Amen. 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 Let's go to James chapter 1 this morning. Amen. And we're going to continue. All right. Verse 20. We'll continue verse 20. Verse 20. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Can't serve two masters, amen. You got to make a decision whom you're going to serve. This is the Lord's day, amen. And I say it all the time, what's more important? He that moreover, wherefore lay aside all filthiness and superiority and naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. But be ye doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own self. Now I'm going to start right there because see, we got to realize, number one, whom we serve. See, the problem with a lot of us, we try to serve two masters, amen. Matthew 6:24. And you can't serve two masters. You got to make a decision whom you're going to serve, amen. And you do it by laying aside. That's examination. Amen. Now, he just talks about a few of them, didn't he? He talked about filthiness, superiority, knowledgeness. See, in order to receive and grab the word, which is able to save our soul. But if you got your Bible, just write sin there. Amen. Lay aside all sin. Not some sin. All sin. All sin. Because you don't lay aside all sin, you can't receive and grab the word. Because where sin is, God is not. Amen. No way that you can take truth and receive it with the wrath of man. You can't do it. You can't do it because righteousness can't what? Penetrate. It can't be justified in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. But he said, but be ye doers of the word. John 8:31 talked about that. Amen. We'll do it this morning. Amen. If you continue my word, indeed we shall be his disciples. You shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. Doers of the word. Amen. It's a continuation process, Revelation 2:10. Be thou faithful unto death. Amen. See, in order to receive the crown of life. Go back to verse 12. Here we go again. See, that's how you're blessed. See, you heard a man on the TV talking about the storm. He said, I don't want to get religious, but I do want to use the word blessed. He didn't say that. He said, I don't want to get religious, but I do want to be blessed. Amen. I said, bless his heart. He don't understand. Well, he don't understand because, see, he's still in the world. Amen. See, he ain't been guided by righteousness. Amen. Because when you're guided by righteousness, amen, you're blessed when you endure temptation. Because we're going to be tried. We're going to be tested. But we've been promised a crown of life, which he promised, amen, to them that love him. And we love him. 1 John 5:1. We're going to keep his commandments. 1 John 14:15, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Amen. So he said, number one, you got to lay all this aside. to receive the engrafted word, because you want to be doers of the word and not just hearers only. Because when you do that, you deceive your own self. Underline that word, your own self. So a lot of times you think you're fooling me. Sometimes we come and want to look good in front of me or look good in front of somebody else, but you ain't done but fooling yourself. Because see, how you look to me don't matter. Because I ain't got down church. I ain't got down heaven or hell to put you in. Amen. See, you're fooling yourself. So a lot of times people want to impress other people to look good. See, but see, you ain't doing it but fooling your own self. Because see, I can't judge nobody. Amen. I'm trying to keep myself straight. I'm trying to be faithful. So you're deceiving your own self. See, relationship to understand it. Hold your spot and go with Galatians. And that's a good point. He talks about that, I believe, over in Galatians chapter 5. See, he talked about Galatians chapter 6. See, we talked about that in chapter 6 of Galatians. See, verse 7, 6, 7. When he talked about be not deceived. See, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth shall he reap. Amen. Then he talks about he that soweth to the flesh shall the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the spirit shall the spirit reap everlasting life. See, let us not be weary in doing well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Now this is how a lot of brethren mess up, because they'll jump to verse 10 and they say, as we therefore have opportunity, let us do good. So you can't do good, number one, if you don't do the Lord's will. Amen. See, no way for you to do good outside of Jesus Christ. Amen. The goodness is in Christ Jesus, amen. Righteousness is in Christ Jesus, amen. So verse number 10, you can't be a deceiver and make verse 10 work, amen. You can't be a phony, you can't be a hypocrite and make verse 10 work, amen. That's a decision you have to make in your life. See, not just hearers, but doers also, not deceiving your own self. And that's what he's saying here. Amen. In relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. Now I'm going to go back and look at it one more time, because I want you to see it. Because sometimes we see Christianity the wrong way. See, we see Christianity the wrong way. And then I tell you something else, brother. You know a tree by a fruit, right? See, and the mistake we make is that we allow people to do what they want to do. And then when we do that, we think nothing of it. But see, guess what we do? We partake of the evil deeds. Amen. Because one sin... See, one failure to obey God's word, we transgress God's word, 1 John 3:4, right? Amen. And we are responsible, amen, to go to him and him alone. If he hear you, you have gained the word. See, we look at that to think that, well, he ain't been to church in 5 weeks. Amen. See, you want to stop before it go too far. Amen. See, that's why we chastise our children, amen. See, we want to stop before it go too far. See, you can't wait till you get 18 and then say, pray for him. See, it's already too late, amen. See, that's the point that we need to understand. So what he's simply saying here, let me look at it one more time. Look at women now. He said, you got to lay aside all sin, verse 21. To receive the engrafted word, the reason why I say all sin, because he mentioned some, but I'm going to mention all sin. Because you can't receive the engrafted word. See, your body's a temple of the Holy Spirit, 1 Corinthians 6:19. See, truth that grabbed the word not gonna enter into the body if sin is there. Amen. That man said yesterday, he said, say, y'all need to realize that y'all are Baptists and y'all need to leave alone all these underbridge religions. Cause we got truth. And when he said that, I almost fell out the chair, but I couldn't believe he said that. He said, we're going to hold on to truth. Amen. I couldn't believe he said that. See. I said, ain't that the pot calling the kettle black? Because, see, number one, the first mistake he made, he said, we are Baptists. And the second mistake he made, he said, well, because we are Baptists, we got truth. You can't have truth and be a Baptist. Amen. I'm just telling you just the way it is. See, you got to lay that aside. Amen. See, if you can't prove it in the book, you got to let it go. Amen. Amen. See, you got to let it go. Amen. See, and that's the reason why people say, well, why y'all so dogmatic? Why y'all so do? It's not dogmatic. It's called truth. Amen. It's right. Amen. See, we mess around, we're going to go to hell and cause other people to go to hell. Amen. Ain't that right? See, you got to stand for something. The only thing you're going to stand for is truth. Amen. Am I right? See, I'd rather for you to tell me the truth than tell me a lie. I hear people all the time say, I can't stand a liar, but you tolerate liars. Don't we say that sometimes? I can't stand a rogue and somebody who steal and somebody who don't tell the truth. But we tolerate people who lie and steal every day. Amen. They steal by being deceivers. Amen. They don't tell the truth by that word. Living truthful lies. Amen. That's worse than robbing the bank. Amen. You know why I say that? Because Peter said it's better not have known truth than know in turn. Amen. See, your degree of punishment is going to be greater. See, it's better not you have known that we have Bible class here at 9:30 and don't come. Right or wrong. It's better you not even know it. At least you're still going to be wrong. But at least your degree of punishment won't be greater. Because you know. You understand. You comprehend. You are a deceiver. You know why you're a deceiver? Because the engrafted word has not been a part of your life. You ain't lay aside sin. I say it all the time. Know what your sin problem is. Identify what your shortfall is. Realize, I don't care if it's your mama, your daddy, your brother, if your wife is a sin problem, write the word down. My wife, my husband. That's the only way you're going to straighten it out. Amen. I don't care how bad it hurts. Sometimes it's difficult when you say, well, my second middle child is trouble. Twice removed. It hurts. It do. Amen. Because we as parents don't want to say. We don't want to realize. Because we love our children. Amen. Amen. See, it hates when the teacher calls you. Little Johnny was cussing in school. And then you get that. He ain't said a word. You weren't even there. Amen. You got to identify what our shortfalls are. Because if you don't ever identify them, you're not going to never straighten them out. And the devil know that. See, the devil know. He know everything about us. You didn't know that. That's how he attacked us. You don't believe me? Look at Jesus. Jesus had an age for 40 days and 40 nights. What did the devil do when he went up to him? He attacked what the problem was. He was hungry. He said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be too bread. And that's what he said. Why? Because he knew he ain't ate for 40 days and 40 nights. Amen? Amen? He knows. The devil has powers. Amen? He knows. And that's what he's going to penetrate on. He's going to penetrate on our what? Weakness. So as you know he's going to penetrate on that, you got to beat him out of it. Amen? You got to identify it to lay it aside. And you do it with the power of the word of God. Amen? See? Man, I'd rather be with Christians during difficult times. I'd rather be with Christians for just the encouragement. Amen? Just the build up. Amen? Just being around them. Just give me strength. Because, see, because we are one, because we all speak the same thing. Let me rephrase that. Not all Christians. For the blind can't lead the blind. Amen? I want to be with somebody who's going to help me. Amen? Amen. Now, I don't want to be around nobody who talk that talk, but they don't live it. Amen. I'll be around good folks. Amen. They're going to help me. Amen. Build me up. Encourage me. Let me know it's going to be all right. Amen. Amen. What are we here for? You know that? See? We to edify one another. We to build one another up. Amen. That's the work of the church. To edify the body. That's what we're doing now. Amen. Edify the body. Save souls and benevolence for the saints. Amen. Ephesians 4:12. Am I right? See, so you got to be able to do that in order to be pleasing and acceptable. And let me tell you something, brother, don't forget that. You can't beat God. You think you being slick and trying to outslick God. God look high and God look low. Well done, the dog gonna surely come to light. You know why? We just went to Galatians 6. What you sow is what you reap. And that one principle you'll never get around it. Everything that we do that's wrong, there's a repercussion. And the repercussion is damnation. Corruption. It's just a fact. Just get your piece of paper, draw a line down the middle, and write good, bad. Everything good, if you can prove it in the book, see, that's eternal life. That's abundant life. That's blessings. Amen. That's what blessing is. Amen. Amen. Based on the promises that we receive by being in Christ Jesus. Amen. Because the book always going to be right. And then if you go back, and you don't even have to identify all of them. Just pick two or three in your life. Things that you have done and you paid the piper. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Amen. Am I right? See, am I right? Galatians 6:7, it talks about it. Amen. See, but thank God for Christ Jesus. Amen. We've been loosed. Amen. We're buried with him in baptism. We've been rolled to walk in what? Newness of life. Amen. Am I right? Same way he resurrected what? Jesus resurrected Lazarus. He resurrected us. Amen. To walk in what? Newness of life. Amen. Amen. And since you're in newness of life, I just have to talk about that. Amen. Because I feel so sorry. I do. Amen. For people to take God's word and talk about it and be just as wrong could be. Amen. And then everybody sitting there agree with it. Ain't that something? That's sad, ain't it? But that what happened when you lay aside sin and receive the engrafted word. Because see, when you don't receive the engrafted word, see, then you can't discern between what's right and what's wrong. Or when you don't study, show yourself approved, amen. You accept anything. Paul talked about it in Romans 16:17. They deceive the hearts of the simple with smooth words and fast speeches. See, people are simple-minded, just hear something just because it sounds good, they accept it. Amen. In the church and out of the church, am I right? That's what I tell you all the time. When I tell you, don't believe it. Believe it, but go back and check it out. Amen. Something wrong with you when you sit here and say, well, Brother Lyles is right. How you know? You ain't checked it by the book. Now, doesn't that make sense? I'm not being derogatory toward me. I won't, in no way in the world, I'll still be intentionally say something wrong. But you got a human element, am I right? Anybody who preach, you got a right. It's your own spiritual right to back it up with truth, amen? You know why? Because John 12:48, we're going to be judged by it. So once you hear it, you don't want to, what, engrave it in your mind if you know it ain't right. Amen? See, when people listen to error and then they engrave it into their thinking, they're being transformed wrong. Am I right? You ever bought something? Say, I don't need directions. You ever did that? And you start putting it together? And then instead of it being flat, it's like this? You ever done that? I'm serious. Are you in with more screws than when you started with? Then you say, wonder where all these screws go. Yeah, I never did that. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Just because you didn't follow the instructions? Huh? Are you in there and say, well, now where these parts go? Then your wife look at you and say, dummy, you should have followed the instructions. Why you think they gave them to you? Amen. For you to follow, amen. In order for you to be correct, so you can put it together correctly, amen. It make no difference whether it's in Chinese or Japanese. Good, my brother. That's right. That's right. Raven wolves. That's right. Said. See, motive and reasoning, amen, Look at Romans 16, 17 right quick. See, Paul talked about amen. Even Acts 20 and 28, didn't he? See, speaking reverse things, in order to draw disciples. See, to draw disciples. That's the reason why. Amen. See, even he was defensive of they Baptist members, see, joining these underbridge churches. He says, I don't have more right to see your checking account or what you make. That's between you and the Lord. But we are Baptists. We got truth. And y'all need to leave. See, he was trying to defend the Baptist members from leaving the Baptist faith, going to underbridge churches. So it was a reason for him saying that. See, because that's what's going on. See, you got error going to error, but when they lose error, see, they lose that monetary power. That's the bottom line. Whether you want to admit it or not, it's monetary power. Cause it's just, that's just a supply. See, money plus money equals money. Called supply and demand. More you sell, the more you make. More people involved in it, you got more. And the bottom line is pocketbooks. Amen. And see, it's a shame while we're going there that even we here. So I tell the brother here, we tell ourselves, it's not about money. Because about money, this church wouldn't be here a long time ago. Amen. See, it's not about what you take up. Amen. See, we here because of the power of the word of God. Amen. See, if you do God's will, whatever you shall ask in my name, he shall do it for you. Amen. See, a lot of times you look at your paycheck to determine your destiny. Paychecks never get you nowhere. Amen. What gets you somewhere is the power of God's word. Amen. Same thing in this church. See, what we take up, it don't matter. Amen. Long as done the right way. So it's not a people game. It's a soul-saving game. Doing it the right way. Building it the right way. Obeying God's word. Amen. See, when you do that, you ain't got nothing to worry about. You don't have to be, I don't have to tell John, or John, you be careful. Because see, I don't have to tell you because the book gonna tell you what to do. Amen. See, why? Because we all gonna speak the same thing. So when you go to Romans chapter 16 right quick, see, he talks about that, what you're talking about here. See, it's a motive, brother. See, that is a motive. See, motive. See, why you got them in sheep, but they're raving wolves. See, in Romans 16, verse 17, he talks about that concept. He said, now beseech you, brother, and mark then, which called division, offenses contrary to the doctrine which you learned, and do what for them. Now look at verse 18. He said, for they that are search, serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own word. See, that's what they do. See, it's like they said about Billy Graham. See, Billy Graham would get up, and he'll extend the invitation, and y'all seen the crusade, thousands of people walk forward. Amen. And he'll tell them to attend the church of your choice. See, he would never tell them, well, go to the Presbyterian or go to the Methodist church. He said, attend the church of your choice. And you know why? He didn't tell them with a particular denomination, because see, he didn't want to offend nobody. And all his money was coming from everybody. Amen. See, so he didn't want to say, well, go to the Presbyterian church, because the Presbyterians get mad with him. I mean, the Baptists get mad with him. So he said, attend the church of your choice. See, because he wanted that money to keep on what? For they served their own belly. Look what he says here. And by good words and fast speeches, they deceived the hearts of the what? Now, what make you simple? Not knowing. You don't pull away sin. See, you have not received the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. But let me tell you something. When you pull away sin and receive the engrafted word, can't nobody fool you? Can't nobody make you do wrong? Amen. If you got up here, can't nobody do it. The problem is you don't have it. That's the very reason why when members get mad with somebody, then because they get mad, they want to pull other people away. How in the world are you going to pull me away from truth? Amen? Am I right? See, that's what I'm saying now in relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. Shante, take him downstairs. Excuse me. Okay? And that's what we're talking about. You right there, brother. See, and whenever you get in that motive category, that is when you prioritize wrong, have the wrong mindset, the wrong reason, it's going to be wrong because you saw it wrong. See, but I guarantee you, most of them, see, 10 out of 10, they're not ignorant. Amen. Because this man who did that yesterday, he used to be on the Jefferson County Commission. He ain't ignorant. He's an intelligent man. Got to be intelligent. But he did it because he wanted to soothe the hearts of the simple. But he didn't do it with truth. Now, if y'all ever saw that movie, the Martin Luther King story, I think it was the Vernon Jordan story first. And he preached at 16th Street. Not 16th Street, but Dexter Avenue in Montgomery. And the digging boy came to him and asked him, said, well, we need you to preach this funeral. He's one of our members' son, and a longtime member, good family. He said, I'm not going to do it. He said, why? He don't come to church. He's a dope dealer. He sold drugs. He's a womanizer. He was in and said, I ain't going to do it. He said, yes, you will do it. Or they want him to have a church funeral. And you go preach the funeral. You being the preacher here. He said, okay. He got up. And this is the way the eulogy went. I'm here to preach Joe Brown's funeral. He was a drunk. He wasn't no good. He's a womanizer. He in hell. He deserved what he get. They fired him. But he told the truth. Amen. Okay? See, that's the point that we need to see. Now, let's go back to James, okay? Y'all with me? See, let me tell y'all something, man. Truth gonna stand when everything else falls, man. You is fooling yourself, man, when you don't get enough of the word. Amen. That should be, I'm telling you, as greedy as I am, as well as I love to eat, receiving then grasped it. Quit laughing, y'all. Pay attention to me. I'm just saying I was greedy. I identified that. I got that wrote down on my yellow pad, greedy. I know it. All right. To receive and grasp the word and put it within your temple every day, two or three times a day, is more important than a physical body. The reason why I say that, because once you get inside right, outside going to be right. See, once you get that mind right, once you get thinking right, and see, when you get it there, everything else is going to be all right. I'm telling you. See, we focus on the outside, but we focus on the inside. Amen. We want to look good on the outside, but the inside messed all up. Amen. And that's what we need to understand. Let's go back to James right quick, okay? Y'all with me? All right, let's go back to James. So he says here, but be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourself. But if any be a hearer, that any can be anybody of us here, amen. God no respect a person, amen. Anybody who here, now he's talking to the church, am I right? And not a doer, you see that? Another word, and not a doer. You can hear but not do it. A lot of people hear but they don't do it. You say, why I know that? Because you keep doing the same thing over and over again. See, you hear it and you apply it, amen. And you be transformed to perfect, to mature. See, you're going to be a doer. It's going to happen. See, if you do it right, if you start studying and putting it in, amen. Husband and wife makes terrible mistakes when you don't study together. And the reason why I say that, how in the world the husband going to study, the wife going to study, how he going to know she don't know, and they be one? Y'all hear me? Y'all got to take time to study either. Amen. Cut the TV off. Get in the middle of the bed. Amen. Have a little cheese and fondue with it if you want to. Amen. But you got to do it together. Amen. How in the world, John, you going to say, I'm studying God's word because I ain't got time. And you going to know it all. She don't know nothing. Amen. You going to conflict. Amen. See, it's going to conflict. Amen. See, so what I'm saying is, see, See, you got to be hearers, but once you hear it, you got to apply it, and you know you're applying it because you're going to be transformed. And you're going to see the change in your life. For the more you study, just think about it. You cuss 5 times, you may get down to 3 times. Just pay attention. Then sooner or later, you keep on doing it, that cussing going to be down to nothing. Amen? Am I right? See, if you get angry 5 or 6 times, well, keep on putting the word in. Amen? He going to cut it. To sooner or later, you're going to be just peaceable. People are going to say, what's wrong with you? Man, something changed about you. You ain't the same person. Because that's what the word of God do. It's change you. Amen? It transforms you. But you got to be hearers. Then you got to hear it. And then you got to be a doer. Not a doer. You got to be a doer. Amen? Amen? But you got to put it here. See, Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing by the word. Then once you hear it, see, you got to apply it. See, I look at the audience a lot when I'm teaching and preaching, and I can be looking at some people. Some people just be enjoying. You ever seen people eat? Huh? And boy, they be smacking. They don't care who's looking. You don't sit next to them. Bones be flying. Not literally, bones will be flying. Elbows be. Y'all ever seen people like that? Everything. You know they be enjoying it. Amen. See, like Sister Kite. Y'all remember Sister Kite? We go to the Kite house. She loved to cook. And boy, she we'd sit down to eat. We'd just be talking. And boy, she'd throw her head down. In about 10 minutes, she wouldn't say a word. So she got through eating. And she said, now what you say, Brother Lyle? See, or Harry Caldwell was the same way. Me and Harry would go to lunch down there at Full Moon. We'd order a whole chicken. And they'd bring the whole chicken and lay it right between us. And I'd be wanting to talk about the word, you know. And Harold, man, you put that chicken down in front of him. He'd, mm-hmm. Oh, he's, mm-hmm. Then when I got through, it would be with one piece of chicken left. I said, Harold, you ate all the chicken, man. He said, ain't that what we're here for? Because, well, he enjoying it, amen. And some folks just be enjoying the word, don't they? They just be, feasting off the word, amen. You know why they enjoying the word and feasting the word and then blocking the word from penetrating? Because they're seeing they're blocking it. First thing you can be doing. Now, I love to be in the back when people come back to me and say, you're so eloquent. What that word did he say, bro? When you're long-winded. Elocious? But anyway, they be saying, you told long-winded. Loquacious, yeah. Somebody said that to me the other day. You so loquacious. I said, oh, thank you. I didn't know what it was. But I said, thank you. I didn't know what they were talking about. I went home and looked it up. They said, mean long-winded. I said, thank you for something long-winded. You see, when you come back and say, man, you just, I said, something wrong with you. See, okay. But look what he said here. He said, if any man be hear the word and not do it, he is like a man behold his natural face in glass. For he beholding himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetting what manner of man he was. Underline the word, goeth his way, right? John 14:6. Mm-hmm. Is that right? See, that's the reason why, he are hearers only and not doers. Because, see, you can't follow your way. See, you got to follow God's way. Amen. Am I right? See, that's the way you got to do it. Not his way, but God's way. Amen. Because, see, when you do that, straightway forgetting what manner of man he was. See, at that point, you forget who you are. Amen. Who are we? Christians. Amen. Ain't it good to be saved? Am I right? See, ain't it good to know you've been sealed with the Holy Spirit? Unto redemption. So what we hear, we're going to apply because we want to do God's way. See, not my way. Because my way ain't going to get me there. Amen. Amen. But you got to be ready to receive and grab the word. Let me tell you something, brother. You can't get it if sin is there. There's no way in the world you're going to fuss all week, fight all week, be angry all week, have a miserable week, have a bad week, and then come up in here and then make it right. Brother, I thank you for sending me those texts. Man, they come at the right time. Guess what? Somebody sent them to me. Well, I get it. What is it, Brother Frazier, when you be writing off other people? No, when you cop other people. Plagiarism. I be plagiarizing. But plagiarizing because it's right. Somebody give the memo, get back to you. Does that make sense? Amen. I receive it. Amen. I'm going to give it back to you. Am I right? Don't you enjoy sometimes? Sometimes? Oh, thank you, John. I thought you were going to correct that. Okay, all the time. All right? Go ahead, brother. Yeah. Well, I don't do that. Okay, thank you for correcting me, brother. That's right. Yes, you are. Thank you so much. But look at verse 25. He said, but whosoever look into the word, perfect law of liberty, underline perfect law of liberty, and that's what you should know. Write it somewhere in your Bible. Why is it the perfect law of liberty? 2 Timothy 3:16. It's inspiration, right? Am I right? John 14:26, 15:26, 16:13, 13:8. Amen. Y'all got that? See, you got to know where it came from. Amen. See, if you don't know where it come from and why we got it, what the purpose behind it, you're not going to understand why it's perfect. Amen. See, most people don't know it's 66 books, 39, 27. Amen. See, most people don't know. They don't know that it's 5. See, 5, 12, 5, 17. See, that should be a part of your mind so you can look into the perfect law of liberty. Why? Because you just don't want to be a hearer. You want to be a doer, too. Amen. Why? Because if you're not, you're not going to receive and grasp the word, which is able to say yourself. If you don't receive that, you're not going to master that. Because that's the whole point. Amen. In verse 12, to be able to endure temptation, to be blessed, amen, to be blessed, because you're going to be tried. This week the devil going to come, amen. It comes in all forms, shapes, colors, or whatever it may be, amen. Devil might be in your own house, because sometimes he get in mine, amen. Y'all may say, ain't no devil in my house. Well, you must be living on the world. Because he for real, amen. Am I right? And you know what the sad thing about it happened? That folk come up to you and with mess, and they don't even know they the devil. Now they don't know. They don't know because, see, it's their nature. That's how natural man act. That's why the world act. Amen. See, we are different, amen. See, because we have received and grasped the word. See, that's where the world act. See, that's where you got to see it. It's just the way they are. See, people talk down to you, look at you, disrespect you. See, they do that to try you, to test you. But see, if nothing is in the temple to be able to counterattack that, you go what? Counterattack back. See, because see, when you can't counterattack spiritual, the only way you're going to counterattack is physical. Amen. Because ain't but two ways you can do it, right or wrong. Amen. That's where you've been taught. How many times your mama tell you, don't take no mess. Get a whooping. You better not come home, somebody don't whoop you. That's what we were taught. Fight. Amen. All my sister did was fought. They fought for me. I'll go home and call my sister. She said, where they at? They were scared of my sister over there. Because she would fight. She ain't fighting now. She's an old lady fighter. Amen. But look what he said. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and look what he said here. And continue, underline that word continue. You just can't do it on Sunday and Wednesday. Amen. You got to do it every day of your life. All day. 24/7. Amen. Therein, amen. See, you got to look into it. You look through study. Amen. Through examination, amen. 2 Timothy 2:15, 2 Corinthians 13:5, through the Bible, through study, amen. And you continue therein, he being not a forgiver here, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. That one verse right there, word coming to church. Man, that right there changed. That'll change. Because see, when you look and you do it every day, when you examine every day, when you investigate every day, it ain't no reason for you not to do it. I'm going to tell you why. We live in a world today, they call it a social network. We live in a world today, all if you got an iPhone, if you got an iPad, now they're making iPads just as compatible to iBooks that don't cost as much. That would do the same thing. That little satellite floating around up in the air that you could pick up. See, go places like Walmart, go places like Sam. See, I got an app on mine, and I hit that. It said, tell me where nearest Wi-Fi is. All right? See, it'll tell you, 8.5 miles at Burger King. Amen? You just go park in their parking lot. Pick it right up. Amen? You can't say, well, I forgot my Bible at home. You got it on your side. Amen? All day you're doing like this here. What you patent? Make sure it's there, right? And with the Bible apps that we have, they are fantastic, amen? But you got to utilize them. See, and you got to continually do it. You could be at work. How many times you get a break? Instead, you sit there talking about your employees or talking about who's sorry, pick up the book. You know they're sorry. It ain't going to change nothing. You talking about them, amen? You go in the break room, you and your coworker. You know Sue's just too sorry. What do you think they're going to stop from being sorry? I just need to write her up. Well, go on, write up. What you talking about it for? Spend that time, no 15 minutes in the book of James, amen. It'll take you 5 minutes to read chapter 1. Amen. But think, if you read chapter 1 4 or 5 times a day, just read that one chapter 4 or 5 times a day through repetitions. See, and then my speech to you say, read it out loud, because you read things out loud, you comprehend it better by you reading it silently because you hear it. See, when you read something, you're reading it. But when you read it out loud, you hear it. See, you hear it. You hear it being said. That's what you're trying to do. You're trying to hear so you can be a doer, right? See, to pull aside all sin, to receive the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul, amen, so that you can look into the perfect law of liberty that you may continue therein, amen. And that what you want to do? And that's what we've been talking about? See? So, Denara, if you're in the break room and you got your phone, instead of listening to Panorama, Pandora, see, and you like this here in the break room. Yeah. Well, start reading the word. Whosoever look at, well, you ain't got to do it that way. But read the word. Amen. Because this is what's going to help us, amen. This is what's going to encourage us, amen. And it's no excuse. See, you got them on your side. You got your little 8-inch tablet on your side. Amen. We play tic-tac-toe. We play games on it, don't we? We be on Facebook all day, don't you? See, you do everything else on it. Use the word with it, amen. See, read. See, set a goal. Say, tomorrow I'm going to read James 1 5 times. See, I'm just going to read the whole thing. I mean, you may do it 10 times. That's between you and the Lord. Amen. I'm not trying to tell you what to do. But find some time. Because, see, once you get habitual to doing it, once you get your mind to doing it, see, you're going to keep on doing it. We don't do it because we're not conditioned to do it. Because we don't do it. See, you're conditioned to eat, don't you? See, mama conditioned you to eat. Not mama, but your body conditioned you to hunger. See, well, we want to hunger and thirst after righteousness too, right? See, we need to seek the sense of the word that we may grow what? Thereby. Am I right? You got to pick a good one up. Okay, but let me finish this. I want to finish it. I want to get in chapter. But y'all with me? And then it says here, let me go back. He being not a forgiver here, but a doer of the word, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Now, I'm going to write that word blessed and write verse 12. The reason why I want you to write verse 12, to be blessed in verse 12, because, see, if you don't endure temptation, and you're not going to endure temptation if you don't put away sin to receive the grace of the word. See, if you're just a hearer, not a doer, you're not going to be blessed. See, you're not going to look into the perfect law of liberty to continue. Y'all with me? See, and then verse 26, if any man among you seem to be religious and broiling not his tongue, but deceive his own heart, this man religious is in vain. You know what that means? You talk Jesus, but you don't do Jesus. See, you hear people too stressed to be blessed, blessed by the best. See, you hear people talk Jesus, but see, they Jesus can't be matched up with the word. See, if you talk Jesus, you better live Jesus. See, if you're going to talk it, let your life shine. If you're going to talk it, be those written epistles written in the red and heart of all men. Just don't say it. Just don't say it outwardly, but inwardly, let your life reflect it. Amen. So you got too many people talk, but they don't know how to treat one another. See, we don't know how to treat one another. We don't know what true love is. See, when you do that, all that's in vain. That's useless. People got they ask machine, be blessed. Don't even know what the word means. Man, I'm not trying to be religious. See, that's what he's saying here. And then he said, pure religion, see, and undefiled for God and the Father is this. See, now this is what the whole church got to do. To visit the fatherless, widows, and the affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. See, this is everybody's responsibility, not just the church responsibility. See, in institutionalism, in people who want to support orphan homes, whereby they change the rule to James 1:27 to say, well, just let the church do it. Let the church, that's everybody's responsibility, amen? Am I right? See, to visit the widows and orphans, amen? In their affliction. And then it goes on to make it personal, right? To keep oneself. See, I can't keep you. You can't keep me. I only can keep myself when I let sin out of my life, right? To receive the engraft the word. Don't be a hearer only, but be a doer also, that I'm going to look into the perfect law of liberty to continue therein, amen. Amen. In order to be blessed. Amen. Y'all with me? With me? See, because if you don't do that, see, you ain't going to have pure religion. You ain't not going to have undefiled religion. See, you're going to say, I ain't got time for willows and offers. Then when you say that, you can't keep oneself unspotted from the world. Because, see, you're still in the world. Does that make sense? Do it make sense? Okay? Now, next week, chapter 2. I took a long time, but I want you to see it, okay? All right. Chapter 2 next week. Let's pray to God. Quickly. Father in heaven, we come and we thank you so much for this day. We thank thee for all that many blessings you bestow upon our life. Thank you for each one assembled under the sound of my voice. Be with us as we go into continuation of thy service. In Jesus' name we say together, amen. Thank you, brethren. Love y'all so much. Appreciate you from the bottom of my heart.